Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. House Republicans in the United States have voted to remove a prominent Democrat from the powerful Foreign Affairs Committee. Ilhan Omar was one of the first Muslim women elected to Congress 5 years ago. She's a vocal supporter of Palestinian rights and has long been a critic of Israel's government. The BBC's Nomia Iqbal says Republicans have been gunning for Ms. Omar for a long time.
Ilhan Omar has been somewhat of a fixation for the Republicans. A lot of them have been wanting to get rid of her for a long time. And obviously, they're now newly empowered in the House. They've wasted no time removing her. However, Kevin McCarthy, the House Republican leader, didn't get all the votes he wanted to begin with. But he did once he agreed that she could appeal. So she can appeal this removal.
Ms. Omar has apologised for past comments that played on stereotypes of Jewish wealth and influence. A Guantanamo Bay prisoner who once worked for Al-Qaeda and was tortured by the CIA has been released and resettled in Belize. Majid Khan, a Pakistani citizen, became a US government informer after earlier working as an Al-Qaeda courier. He said he deeply regretted his past actions and planned to make the most of his second life. Here's Neda Taufik.
Majid Khan attended school in the U.S. state of Maryland. But after the September 11th attacks, he returned to Pakistan to join Al-Qaeda. He was captured in Karachi in 2003 and tortured at a CIA black site. He was waterboarded, raped, deprived of food and sleep, and hung from his hands naked for days. This went on for 3 years, despite admitting early on to what he had done, until he was transferred to Guantanamo Bay.
A defense official in the United States says the Pentagon has been tracking a Chinese surveillance balloon flying high over the country. The official said the balloon entered U.S. airspace 2 days ago and aircraft had been sent to observe it. The Pentagon says it acted immediately to protect against the collection of sensitive information and considered shooting the balloon down over the state of Montana, but there were concerns about debris hitting the ground. Our North American correspondent, Peter Bowes, has more details.
The US is said to be confident the balloon belongs to China, although officials say Beijing has not acknowledged that it's theirs. Such stratospheric activity is not unprecedented, although this balloon appears to be hovering for longer than usual. Tensions between the US and China are currently running high. In a speech in Washington, the director of the CIA, William Burns, has in the last few hours described China as the biggest geopolitical challenge facing the United States.
Peter Bowes reporting. World News from the BBC. Shares on US markets rose sharply following better-than-expected results from Meta, the owner of Facebook, buoyed by Mark Zuckerberg's announcement that the company he founded was cutting costs and buying back shares. The BBC's Samira Hussain says Wall Street liked what Meta had to say.
They basically said that, look, we didn't do so well in this last quarter of 2022, but going forward, we have really big expectations for what the company can do and how much money it can make. And what it also did is it said, look, we are cutting a lot of costs absolutely everywhere. And they also did something else that kind of sweetens the pot, which is they gave their shareholders some money back. That's always going to sweeten the pot for sure. And Wall Street loved everything that they had to say, because in trading today, the shares jumped by 25%.
The president of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky, has said he believes his country deserves to start talks on joining the European Union this year. Speaking ahead of Friday's EU-Ukraine summit, Mr. Zelensky said closer ties would inspire his forces to resist the Russian invasion. The Israeli foreign minister says his country and Sudan will sign an historic peace agreement in Washington in a few months' time. Eli Cohen said the text of the agreement was finalised during talks in Khartoum with Sudan's military leader, General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan. Sudan agreed to normalise relations with Israel more than 2 years ago, but has never signed the Abraham Accords. Thursday is Groundhog Day, when many towns across North America wake one of the large burrowing rodents from hibernation to divine whether spring is coming. But when the organisers of celebrations in Val-d'Espère in Quebec discovered their furry weather forecaster had died, they carried on regardless, handing a toy groundhog to a child who predicted 6 more weeks of winter. That's the latest BBC News.